This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so the halachic topic we're going to explore tonight is entitled Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night. You might be wondering what on earth, what halachas could be involved in Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night. It's a seemingly harmless, beautiful minhag in Klal Yisrael. It's apple pies and grandmas. Everyone loves them. There's nothing bad to say about it. So what could be the problem? So we'll see. We'll explore what the issues could be. But first, what is the connection to this week's parsha? The connection is that, of course, in the beginning of the parsha, Parshas Vayera, the Malachim come to Avram Avinu, and that really is the background for Shalom Aleichem. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Second box on the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me j.kolk@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. Shnei Malachim Asharis Melavin Lo Le'odim Be'erev Shabbos. Two angels accompany a person on Erev Shabbos, Mbeis HaKnesses Lebeisa. When a person comes home from shul Friday night, two malachim accompany that person back to his home. Echod toi ve'echod ra. One good malach, one bad malach. Ucheshebo Lebeisa, and when the person comes home with accompanied by the two malachim, umotza ner dolok, and he finds the candles have been lit, v'shulchan oruch, and the table has been laid, and mitosvei mutzas, and the beds are made, Malach Toiv Oimer, the good Malach says, Yihirotz and Shetele Shabbos Acheres Kach, that please God it should be like this next week. Malach Ra Oine Omein Bal Korchei, and the bad Malach is forced to say Omein against his will. V'im Lav, and if, you know, the Shabbos candles are not lit and the table's not laid and things aren't like they should be, Malach Ra Oimer, Yihirotz and Shetele Shabbos Acheres Kach, it should be like this next week. Malach Toiv Oine Omein Bal Korchei. And the Malach Toiv, the good Malach, says Omein Bal Korcha. So that is, people suggest, the source for Shalom Aleichem. The Malachim accompany a person back from shul on Friday nights. Now, what could be the problem with saying Shalom Aleichem? So, I've discovered three, possibly four problems with this. And it's based on a Gemara in Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi says in Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, in Bo Al Odom Tzora, if a person has a difficulty, Lo yitzavoch, lo lemichol velo legavriel. He shouldn't shout out to the malachim Michal and Gavriel. El li yitzavoch, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should shout out to me. Va'ani oine lo miyad, and I will answer them straight away. Hainu tuchsiv, kol ha-sheiku b'shem Hashem, yimolet. You've got to shout out, b'shem Hashem. The person should respond, should shout out, should daven only to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to malachim. Now, based on this Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who wrote a famous pirush on the Siddur called Siddur Beis Yaakov, he says, when he goes through the tefillahs and he gets to Friday night, he talks about Shalom Aleichem. And he says this, Ubebakosha Malachim, this request that we make to the Malachim, if you think about it, Shalom Aleichem, there are four lines, four verses. The first one is Shalom Aleichem, we welcome them. Then Boyachem L'Shalom, your coming should be in peace. Then Borchuni L'Shalom, bless us. And then Seischem L'Shalom. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, "Bakosh Malachim, Yesh Boi Chashosh Nesefes." There is an additional problem. K'moy Shekosav Razal, quoting the above Yerushalmi, "Lo Sesavach Lel Michal V'Lel Gavriel." You shouldn't shout out to Michal and Gavriel these Malachim, because who are we to daven to Malachim? That's not how Jewish people behave. We daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned it here, I think, on the Shir before Rosh Hashanah. We did the halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah. And it's something which I say when I take the boys to Poland, it's the first stop almost, because we fly from London to Warsaw, and then from Warsaw we go to the first stop on the itinerary is the Warsaw Cemetery, which is this huge Beis Olam. There are 250,000 matzevas, with another 200,000 people buried there that were just without matzevas. So it's enormous, and it's a who's who of recent Jewish history. And before we go in, I tell the boys that, the hanhogas of a Beis Olam. You know, put your sitzis away, and you know, various how to behave. Baruch Hashem, a lot of them, it's the first time to go to a Beis HaKfaris. And one of the things I tell them is what the Halacha says, Mishmur brings it, and Hilchas Erev Rosh Hashanah, that you mustn't daven to the Mason. Davening to the Mason is Avodah Zarah. What we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Zuchus of the Mason who are buried here, that our tefillah should be answered, which is an important Halacha to teach at this point. So, how can we be davening to Malachim? And furthermore, he says, Mikol Mokum, second line, Mikol Mokum, Me'elon Lechadish Devarim Ka'ele, who innovated this idea that we're davening to Malachim, Barchuni l'shalem, asher l'shaar mavaseinu, you know, where did it start from? Who innovated this? Asheruna derech Eretz Chaim, this is not really the Amasora. U'madua nosatem aleichem, sorry, v'nasin avshem yosemehem, how can we be greater than our grandparents? Going back, I'm not sure exactly when it actually started, possibly 16th century, you know, like l'chodoidi time, that sort of thing, maybe, I'm not sure. But, you know, going back many millennia, many centuries, it's unlikely that they said Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, I'm not sure. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who innovated this? This is not really our Masorah. And then he says, there's another problem. Gam yesh lahafli oid amazesh, sorry, before that, oid masher nitfas mimelech machi amlochim b'mem. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is not happy with the nusuch of the song. Shalom aleichem malochi asheres, malachi elyon, welcome to you ministering angels, malachi elyon, malochim from on high, Mimelech machi amlochim. What does it mean, mimelech machi amlochim? It just seems, he says, it doesn't seem to be connected to the first part of the sentence. Shalom aleichem malochi asheres, malochi elyon, and then mimelech machi amlochim, it's not clear exactly what it means. And if it's the concern is doving to angels, then equating them in some way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dangerous thing to do. So he doesn't like the nusach of mimelech. You'll see later he changes it to melech machi amlochim, which means that shalom aleichem malochi asheres, or boyachem shalom, whatever it is. And then, just to be clear that, you know, they don't have any independent power, we say melech machi amlochim, the king of kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it absolutely clear. That was how he changed the nusach. And then he's got a third problem. He goes, beprat bedovah hayetzia. Gam yesh lahafli oida mazze sholach hamalochim b'pot shom l'sholem. Very soon after we welcome them, literally a minute or two after we welcome them, we're saying goodbye. Seischem l'sholem, kol tov, thank you for coming. Which is a very strange thing to do. Halitov sheiz agvu yoyse, would it not be better they stay a little longer? V'yismichu gam besuda, let them stay at least for the meal. So before benching, say Seischem l'sholem. Especially if you meet Katikna Karoila, if the meal is appropriate, there's Divrei Torah, there's Shalom, there's singing, there's warmth in the home. Bevadai tarbe simchosom v'yosif l'abrichosom. On the contrary, they stay for a nice Shabbos Suda, the blessing that they give you will be better. V'loma yimahel l'sholchem izeh. Why are we sending them away so quickly? Halavai yishor esleinu l'olam. Let them stay longer, forever. Ki oz nishmar mikol drochein, they can protect us generally. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden has these three problems. Number one, you're davening to Malachim. Number two, the phrase Mimelech Machi Amlochim. Oh, so we'll see soon that the Sefer Iyun Tfila says exactly that. The Sefer Iyun Tfila says, I don't understand the problem. All it means is that these Malachim are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem Malachi Hashores, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Machi Amlochim, they've been sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So that's how. So we'll go through the. We'll see the responses to his concerns. But either way, his concerns about that, Melech Machem Lochim, and davening to angels, and then lastly, Seischem L'Sholem. Now, there's a sefer called Zichron LeMoshe, which is a sefer about the Chasam Sofer, sort of a testimonial about him and his hanhogas and his practices. And it says there on page 147, Chochem Echot Toma. He heard that the Chasam Sofer, 1800s, didn't say Shalom Aleichem Belel Shabbos Kodesh. Hinei Hashmua Emesi. So this report, he says, is true. The Chasam Sofer didn't say Shalom Aleichem, but not for any of the concerns that Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes. Lefi she'einonu machzikim osonu b'madrega zos Hashem Alochim yilave osonu. The Chasam Sofer's concern was that we're not on the level that Malachim visit us. Yeah, in last week's parsha with Hagar, Rashi says that she saw Malachim the whole time in the house of Avraham, and she wasn't startled when she saw Malachim. Fast forward a few centuries, we have Monoach and Eshes Monoach, the parents of Shimshon, and they see one Malach. The father of Shimshon gets very nervous. Allah has come for Kama, many, many centuries after that, we feel, you know, we're comfortable just malachim walking in, shalom aleichem, bochem, yeah, it seems, it says the chasmus, says this person about the chasmus sofa, we don't know the madrega. Ulo, nifleisi halu yudua shemaron hoya oike horem afila mina katzin v'kal. The chasmus sofa was well known, apart from his, you know, his greatness in Torah, to be a very staunch defender of Masorah. He was the one who, you know, was very, very strong against reform. Very strong. And Vafilim Einlo Shurish Patam, and any deviation from the Minag, he would shout and scream. Shalilabat Khasushom, the Kalvachom Shalasis Maisa Baatsmo Neged Minag She Nis Azrach Bakotus Israel Mishalim Khadmonius, and certainly something which is as prevalent as Shalom Aleichem. I think you go anywhere in the world today, it's a very common practice. Everyone's singing Shalom Aleichem Friday night before the Suda. So the Chasam Sofer to deviate from that minhag seems unlikely. And then he says, I will have Huad Lefonai Talmud Hagon Baal Maram Shik. The Maram Shik was the famous Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. And he says, She'oma al Moira Chasam Sofer, She'yodeh Botach She'oma. He said, of course he said it. But he said it b'chashoy, he said it quietly to himself. You know why he did it quietly? It's as a sign of his humility. He's not going to sing it out loud, like, you know, to suggest I'm on the madriga to welcome Malachim. But he didn't want to not do the minhag, and therefore he did it quietly. Okay, so that's a fourth concern, and that was the practice of the chasm sofa. Now, before we get onto the responses to the Yaakov Endem's concern, it's interesting, in a sefer called Keser Roish, that Reb Chaim Volozhin is quoted about the practice of his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon didn't say Borchuni L'Shalom, because that's perhaps the most problematic of the four, because you're asking the Malachim to bench you, which seems to go against the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Now that is consistent with the practice of the Vilna Gaon in other places. If you take a look, Hapizma, in top of the next page, Hapizma in Borchuni L'Shalom B'Lal Shabbos Kodesh Lo Omar V'Kazeh B'Slichas Malachi Rachamim, which I think that's also Machnisei Rachamim, towards the end of Slichas, there's some very beautiful lines, but the Vilna Gaon would omit those lines because, you know, the famous song, Machnisei Rachamim, those words, you're davening to the Malachim that they should take your tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hishtadlu, you know, V'hir V'harbu Tachnuni, whatever the Lashon is, that you're davening to these Malachim, so the Vilna Gaon wouldn't say it. So too, he wouldn't say Baruch Hu Nilashalom. Now, V'ayin B'Sefer, in the Ha'oros on this Sefer, it says there, V'ayin B'Sefer Halicha Shlema, he says, the Ein Zu Bakasha. Now we're answering the questions. What about the first concern, you're davening to Malachim? He says, this is not a real Bakasha. You're saying to the Malach, that this is what your tafkid is. You've been sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the brachas, the blessings to us. And then he says, very beautifully, Shezeh Hatam She'omim Baruchuni L'Shalom Malachi HaShalom V'Lo Omim Malachi HaShoretz. I'm sure you've all noticed that the first line is Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaShoretz, welcome to you Malachim, Malachi HaShoretz, ministering angels, and then we change to Malachi HaShalom. Why the change? So he says, because we're emphasizing Kedei Lahadgish She'elonu Mevakshim Mehem Bracha B'Pnei Malosom, we're not davening to them, asking for a bracha from them because of their greatness, Shem Malachi HaShoretz, because they're ministering angels, and mipnei Shem Malachi HaShalom mezeo tafkidom, but rather they're angels of peace, and that's their tafkid, to bring Shalom to us. So we switched from Malachi HaShoretz to Malachi HaShalom to emphasize that that is their tafkid. They've been sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring Shalom to us. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we're not actually davening to them, we're emphasizing the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu has sent them. And indeed, that is exactly what you said. That's what the Ian Tefillah says. Mimelech Machiam Lochim simply means Malochim from Hashem. So that's the first two concerns of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that we're not davening to them, we're just highlighting the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu has sent them to be conduits, transmitters of Shalom to the homes that they visit. And that's what it means, Mimelech Machiam Lochim, and that's why we change the Nusach from Malachi HaShoretz to Malachi HaShalom to emphasize their tafkid of bringing Shalom. Now, what about sending the angels away, saying Seischem HaShalom? So interestingly, in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, he says, well, perhaps the answer to this is the following. Ulai, nisyore shelo yiru dova she'ena kuhugan, v'doyek shelo yifrushu me'asum mitoich kas. The concern is that these lofty angels will be sitting in our house. It's one thing they come in and they see the table set and they see Shalom Aleichem being sang. But if they stay too long, maybe they'll discover things which they might not be that happy with. You know, kids are kids, and you know, it's not always as angelic as perhaps it could be. Lefichoch nischachim lepotchem bepios. Therefore, quit whilst you're ahead, basically, and send them off before things go on a downward spiral. Minhagi loyma. He says that Rabbi Yaakov then says, my minig, like I mentioned earlier, is to say Shalom Aleichem Malach Hashoreis Malach Elyon Melech Malachem Malachim. Okay, like I said before. Now, interesting, the Tiferes Shlomo in Parshas Bamidbar, the second last box on the page, says Omnom Ha Birkei Yosef Kosev Shom Ha Nuscha B'Tzeischem. He doesn't. His nusuch, our nusuch is, I think everyone's nusuch is Tzeischem L'Shalom. The nusuch says of Birkei Yosef is B'Tzeischem. What's the difference? But Seischem means when you go. Not that go now. We say Seischem Shalom, which means cultive by. But Seischem means stay. And when you go, go repeat. You know, imagine, you're in, I had the good fortune to be in Windsor Castle this week. Right? The Rishon Lezion was here. Rav Yosef's son was here. So he needed a minion. So he got in touch with Hazanian. And we took a group of guys there a few times. So I went one time on Monday afternoon. So imagine you're in Windsor Castle. And he didn't see him, but imagine King Charles is there, and he's got a whole group of people he's introducing and welcoming, and he stands up at the reception, and he says, welcome to the palace, and he says hello. And you could hear him saying, enjoy your time here, and when you go, go in peace. That's an appropriate thing to say. So says the Birkei Yosef, when you say, don't say Seischem, say B'Seischem. V'afu nusuf Seischem, and even if you don't say b'seischem, you just say seischem. Kavnos gam kein kushayetsu. The kavona is when you go. And a kiven shu lo yoda hazman. But I don't know quite when you're going. The gam atom medabe mohim gomar amelizman seischem. So you're just saying when you go, go in peace. That's all it means. V'chein noagim b'chol tefus yisrael. V'imazer v'ein limchek dova shenogu rov yisrael ad kan dvarov. Okay, and therefore you shouldn't protest against it. Which, by the way, that's what they quote the Vilna Gaon saying. Even though his minhag was not to say Barchuni and to say Machnisi Rachamim, he says Lo hayam mocho da'omim. He didn't protest against those who did it. Just one last thing. The Shari Tshuva says very interestingly. He says I am behetiv shekos b'shem tosef shabbos shegadol echod mocho b'nusa shalom aleichem charus seischem neshalim v'hiskim imo v'lesa. That's not true. Since you don't know quite when they're actually going to leave, then so we shouldn't get rid of something which is very common in all quarters of Klal Yisrael. So some interesting insights in Shalom Aleichem. I think we'll have a different flavor this week than it normally does. But it is connected to the parasha because Malachim come and visit Avraham Avinu. The background is the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yotes. The Malachim, a good malach, a bad malach, you know, come back with a person from shul on Friday night. And if things are as they should be, they bless them. It should be like this next week. And the other malach says yes, amen. And issues with saying Shalom Aleichem, three, possibly four, davening to angels, the loshen of Mimelech Machiam Lochim, and saying Seischem Shalom seems a bit rude. And then, are we on the Madriga? So we said are we on the Madriga? The Chasm Sofer did it quietly because he didn't feel he was on the Madriga. But it seems to be an established minig in Klal Yisrael. Davening to angels, again, as the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're not davening to them. You're saying, you're highlighting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them to bless us. That's why we change from Malachi HaShoreis to Malachi HaShalom. And we actually says, the Yom Tefillah, Mimelech Malachim Lochim, simply means Malachim who are from Hashem. They don't have that independent power. And lastly, Seischem L'Shalom, it would normally, you know, I learned the hard way. My in-laws don't say Seischem L'Shalom. And I learned the hard way because I didn't know that the first time I ate there Friday night. But I think the majority of Klal Yisrael do say Seischem L'Shalom. And what it means is when you leave, that they should go in peace. Okay. I'm not familiar with that. There seems to be different customs. There are different customs for Kiddush as well. All different types of Minhagim. I didn't see anything particularly about that.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Yom Tov. Yes, we do.
The minhag is on Yom Tov that you argue about it for 5 minutes and then you don't say it. That's my experience. That's, you argue about it I don't know. I mean, there are different minhagim. The Ashkenaz and the Shusfaz, you say Lechododi, you don't say Lechododi, they're different practices. But some do it once. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's any. I didn't see anything particular on that, but that seems to be the custom. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.